44. Geometry class. You have to conceal your boredom, John whispered to me, waking me from my nap. I can't conceive of a way to hide it, I replied with a yawn. I had been sitting in geometry class for 2 hours, waiting for the professor to conclude his lecture about concentric circles and concaved figures. I understood the concept of geometry, but how often am I really going to use it in everyday life? When would I ever need to compute the circumference of a circle? I'm not very interested in conceptual thinking. I'm more interested in studying about how to maintain concord between neighboring third world countries. Are you going to the concert tonight? John whispered again. They're playing a wonderful new concerto. You make a conciliatory gesture towards Jane by inviting her to come with you. Sorry, John, I have basketball practice, I replied. My foolish conceit and male pride won't allow me to contact Jane. She slapped my face last time. That's a pretty conclusive statement, wouldn't you agree? Anyway, I'm not ready for a relationship and all the concomitant pain that comes with it. Your conception of a relationship is a bit warped, John whispered back. All that's required is a concerted effort between two people. Perhaps you should be more concise when you talk to Jane about your feelings. Enough, I concede, I replied with a grin. I'll invite your sister to the concert, but I'm going to need your help to concoct a story that will help me save face.